God, every time it just throws me off my game.
Like, we've only skipped 2 weeks of show or something. And, well, I don't know, probably more than that. Just not consecutively. we're off our game anyway. And then that fucking Zoom lady comes on here like, this meeting is being recorded.
That is exactly what she sounds like.
Death metal Zoom lady.
The listeners can't hear it.
Right. But if you use Zoom, you've heard this before.
Yeah. Well, like, if you record your Zooms.
Well, true. True.
Maybe you just use Zoom for work and you don't record it because you don't want evidence.
Evidence.
Evidence. A folder. You don't want the folder full of evidence when you're jerking off on camera and you're a TV executive.
How many references did you just jam into one sentence?
Just two. Just two. People get it. Come on. Well, I mean, maybe not. Maybe not everybody would get the Danielle.
Yeah.
Reference, but
90 Day Fiance. Go back and watch the Danielle season. It's prime.
I know you're not watching Happily Ever After right now. It's terrible. It's so lame. I don't like anybody. I'm so annoyed with what they're doing. Like, half of it's fake.
Probably all of it.
Yes.
If I watch any TV right now, I'm going to fall asleep.
Like, yeah.
I've tried to watch episode 4 of All Star 6 like 5 times, and I keep having to stop.
Which one is episode 4? Is that the most recent one?
The halftime show thing or whatever. We finally just finished that last night.
I think 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah,
okay. I saw that one.
It's taken us the full 2 weeks to get through it.
Or maybe 3 weeks ago? I don't know. I'm so confused. Yeah, Drag Race All Stars is kind of boring this season too.
It's boring as fuck.
Especially the what do you call it? The Untucked.
I haven't even watched it.
Oh my God, Untucked is so boring. Untucked used to be like so much tea, all the drama, and now it's like just like, oh, I'll be sad if I go home. Yeah, girl, I'll be sad if I send you home too. That's it.
I guess it is RuPaul's best friend's race.
It is. It's just become RuPaul's good feelings race. Like, you know? And actually, I was a little upset with episode 5? Episode 6. Because episode 4, the halftime show thing was 2 episodes ago. This past one, I was a little annoyed with who went home. Not with who went home necessarily, but who was in the bottom. Because I feel like watching it, you can already see who the clear 4 runners are. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on, why don't we just cut all the fat? Why don't we just get all these people in the bottom instead of dragging it out? And I did not agree with who the winner was this week. And we'll leave it there.
I'm looking forward to hating it. Hey.
We
forgot how to introduce the show. Hey, we're about to broadcast. Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
Oh my God, it's been a while. So we
yeah.
had like the longest cold open ever.
Sorry, guys.
It's been a while.
Since we last podcasted. Has the program done Stained yet?
Probably not. I don't think Justin could find people. I don't think he would want to.
Been a while.
It would have to be a please explain.
Talk in a microphone. All the pods I can't remember. Oh, I'm really feeling those lighters. Let's keep this going. I know you've had for people who were following up, keeping up with the Patreon.
Yeah.
You know how Jenny's been moving.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, just a week ago, I'm all settled in, all the boxes unpacked, everything's good to go. if you were on Patreon, you know that I'm fucking lying.
You're working your ass off.
Constantly.
Busy as fuck.
Busy as fuck. Just sorting through things. One of the things that I'm having the most trouble finding is like the little shit, like phone chargers that didn't make it into the right boxes. Or like I've got my my PlayStation charger base, but no cord to plug it in. It should have been in the box with everything else. It's not.
You'll find it. You'll find it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
How'd this end up in the kitchen stuff?
At the rate that I'm going, it'll probably be like 3 days, honestly.
Well, that's awesome.
We've actually torn through a lot of boxes in the past few days. I'm just wearing myself thin.
That's really good. That's impressive. But yeah, you're going to die.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I mean, there's a lot of it that was painting. Like painting furniture and stuff. Like I had this, I've actually finished my second project already. Like in the time that I moved in here, I was like, let me resurface the top of this little microwave cart thing that I have. And I'm like, you know what? Since I resurfaced it anyway, why don't I just paint the whole fucking thing? Why don't I just do this? Why don't I do this? I'll replace the hardware. So it's not 100% complete yet because I lost the hardware. I have to buy a new handle for the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's close. It's close. Close enough. But, you know, I count it towards progress because I needed that to be able to put things on it. I did a little Patreon walkthrough tour of my house recently. Like when I first moved in, like the day that we closed, I went over there to clean and I just did an empty house tour. And I was talking about how, like, we don't have enough counter space. And we don't have enough cabinet space.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest thing. Like, there's only two drawers in the entire kitchen.
Oh, wow.
It's a nice
kitchen. Where's your junk drawer?
We don't have one.
Oh, no.
The rest of the house.
Because I have a drawer for silverware. I have a drawer for certain types of utensils. And then my other utensils are in like a canister on the mm-hmm. countertop. I have a drawer for dish towels and pot holders. And then I have a drawer for a bunch of different cake supplies. And then a drawer for like Ziploc bags. I have a junk drawer.
Two fucking drawers. One of them is for like utensils, some of the utensils that we don't use as much, like a zester.
Sure.
You know, random shit, the meat pounder.
Yeah.
And then there's currently the other drawer has oven mitts and dishcloths in it, but I'm probably like, I'm a mug hook fanatic. Like I will put mug hooks all over everything. I'm probably going to do command hooks because
nice.
I don't want to destroy my nice cabinets and shit.
That's a good idea. I haven't thought about doing that with my stuff.
Dude, yeah. That's at my really old place, idea. I would just fucking just jam those things in and like yeah. hang, you can hang your pot holders and
yeah.
measuring spoons and all that shit.
It's a really good idea.
So, so I've had to make this progress on putting shelving up elsewhere, finding other solutions to put things up. Like instead of taking up an entire cabinet for coffee cups, I've got like that microwave cart I repurposed. It's going to be our beverage station with coffee pots, with the coffee pot, the soda stream, and then put all the accessories and tea and stuff underneath, you know, and the coffee cups and everything. We've got a hutch for the furniture, for the dishes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of shit like that. I'm having to like completely rethink the way that I normally would set up a kitchen.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And we haven't cooked in the kitchen a single fucking time yet because
oh, wow.
everything is just, there's just boxes and shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, so the first couple of days, it was all like unpacking stuff and just rinsing stuff. Cause I'm like, I'm not going to take.
Yeah.
It's like newsprint. And
you gotta, you gotta wash everything. That's the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't fully wash everything. I just kind of
But at
like
least rinsed it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just dishes everywhere on drying mats and racks and in the sink and blah, 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 blah. And just, there's no way we were going to cook anything in there.
Yeah. Too much going on.
Too much.
Workaholics. I've been doing a lot of cooking.
Really?
Yes. So Matt got a job.
Nice.
Matt is very excited. He's very happy to have this job.
Congratulations, Matt.
But he's, he's got a commute. He's got like an hour long commute. So we have been leaving for work the same time every day, and he gets home half an hour to 45 minutes after I do, sometimes full hour after I do, depending on what's going on. So I'm the one that's cooking in the evenings to get the, you know, get the meals going. And that's really hard. It's really hard to work all day and then come home and cook. So if anybody's got
shameless plug, I'll send you free boxes or some kind of referral or something for Home Chef.
Okay. We've got some really helped. I think I've got a discount code, but I think that would help for sure. And also, I mean, like we need crock pot meal ideas and shit like that, you know?
Ooh, I got some good ones. Okay. Some of them are not the healthiest.
Okay.
But depends on how much you care.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's not like cheeseburger casserole, I think we're okay. Oh, so it's like mushroom soup and Bisquick and shit like that.
No, it's not that bad. It's very keto. If you're doing keto,
we're really not doing keto. We're still eating grains and stuff. We've been eating a lot of couscous and farro.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're trying to cut calories, this is not a thing for you.
Probably
but
not.
But if you're trying to cut carbs, it's good. Like,
okay.
You just put like a bunch of, the best thing about it is it's like frozen.
Okay.
Like, you take frozen chicken breasts, you throw it in the crock pot, like two bricks of cream cheese and some packets of ranch, like the powdered ranch stuff. And then I usually throw in like mushrooms or like green peppers or some other kind of shit. Like
that doesn't sound spinach. Too bad.
The cream cheese is what gets you.
Yeah, the cream cheese is high in fat, but you know, if it's just the sauce.
So you cook it. I usually throw in other stuff like crushed red pepper, chipotle, like some other kind of seasonings and stuff, because I can't, like, this is a Pinterest recipe. And it's called like cracked chicken, which pisses me off. I call it Karen's Come Dumpster Surprise. Not around the kids. And then you also fry bacon and you crumble that up and you mix it in just before you serve it.
Oh, okay.
And so when I do it keto, I serve it over broccoli or cauliflower or something like that. If you have people who are doing, if you're doing carbs or whatever, you can serve it over rice or noodles or whatever. And
yeah, we're not eating regular rice, but it sounds like it would be perfect with just some vegetables. Because even though the cream cheese is heavy, if you don't have those carbs with it, that's not too bad.
Like just steamed broccoli, like just and this is like something that I've done so many times, because like you can literally put it together before you leave for work and set it on low, and you come home and dinner is
great. Yeah, that sounds perfect.
It looks like a hot mess when you first open the crock pot. Like you look at it and it looks like somebody threw up in there and then took a dump on it and pissed on it also. But like you just kind of like mix it all together and it turns into like this sauce.
Nice.
Fucking delicious.
That sounds great. Yeah, that sounds really good.
We just got like super domestic for a second.
Yeah, so Matt's been working his ass off. He was actually working this morning. So he's a show that he has to produce for work.
Wow.
That gets run live tomorrow afternoon.
Wow.
And he was trying to put it together. He spent so much time filming stuff for it. He was running around trying to do training, trying to learn the new ropes, and then record everything, film everything that he had to film. So we brought this stuff home over the weekend to try to work on it. And Premiere kept crashing on him this morning. There's a lot of cursing coming out of this room as he was working on it. So when you were running late, it was actually good, because, you know, he said, like, I'm going to go in there and work. You just kick me off when you're ready. And like, I came in to tell him, like, hey, Jenny just said she'll be a little late. And he was like, oh, I'll stop right now. And I was like, you don't need to. It's all right. Just, you know, take it easy. But I was also going to suggest to him, like, can we just set up the board on my laptop and I'll go in the bedroom so you can keep doing what you're doing? He was like, no, it's fine. I got to stop.
Sometimes you need to force yourself to take a break.
Right. Yeah, and that's what he was like, okay, watch this cut with me and we'll see if it's done. And we were halfway through the video and the audio cut out. And he was like, well, fuck. And then he went to go save it and close it so that I could just, he was like, fine, you start your thing. And it crashed again.
Oh my God.
So he doesn't think he lost anything, but he's just frustrated.
Pretty good with like the auto recovery thing.
Yeah, yeah. So he thinks it's fine. Yeah, but it's been a hell of a week with just him getting adjusted. Like, I mean, it's not like my work schedule has changed or anything. It's just that now I have to make sure we have dinner in the evening.
Yeah.
And especially because we just came back from vacation, so we don't have any. We aren't very liquid with cash right now.
Yeah.
So I'm trying not to go out to dinner. I'm like, let's, you know, we have groceries. Let's use them.
Right.
And he only gets paid once a month. So even though he's got a job now, his first paycheck isn't going to be for another week. So we're trying to be we're trying to be thrifty at least for the next few months until we're used to this schedule.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll see if I actually have free Home Chef boxes to send you.
I think I have like a trial that I don't know if it's Home Chef. I think it is Home Chef. Oh no, it's HelloFresh.
HelloFresh, yeah.
HelloFresh, I have the trial on. I should go ahead and try it and see how it goes.
Yeah, because you get the trial. Like, it's practically, I mean, I think you don't even have to pay shipping it for the free trial.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The thing with those, I always forget to, like
cancel it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've had Home Chef really for, like, 3 years now, but, like, it's kind of hit and miss. Like, you can go in there and say, like, skip or customize. And,
right.
Like, change out the recipes and stuff, so... we were actually talking about like after this week, like the kids are here this week, we're going to get back onto cooking probably next week. Well, we're probably going to get back into cooking this week, but like getting back into cooking healthy, and they do have like low calorie and low carb meals.
But that's what I like about all those delivery services. Like at least you know what you're getting. Like when you say, I want this type, they send you that type, and it's, you know,
Yeah. That was a godsend for me during COVID, like when I was kind of too terrified to go to the grocery store. I could limit how many times I went out by like just getting the meal kits.
Yeah.
And I would get like 5 meal kits for the week and just be like, okay, here we go. It's fine. I'm saving money over going out to eat for sure. Iced coffee.
So what other stuff have you been eating? Have you been doing like fast food and stuff? Nice.
I have been eating a lot of fast food, probably a bit too much. I mean, we try to do like a lot of like fast casual type stuff.
Yeah.
Which is expensive, especially with 3 kids. Like,
we
ordered Cava last night and I saw how much he was paying and I was like, holy shit. So, and of course, like pizza, we ordered pizza for the movers, which, by the way, real quick, if you've never hired movers to transport your shit between houses, God forbid, like never ask for friends' help ever again. Movers, like hiring movers is the best thing ever. You have to pack your own shit. We had to rent our own truck and drive it ourselves. Like they didn't want the liability of that or whatever, but
that makes sense.
The way that they packed it into the truck was magical. Like it was seriously like watching somebody play expert level Tetris. So highly recommended. Like, you know, we were gonna do that. Like we were gonna get the kids, we were gonna get friends, and then I started getting really nervous about like, can all these people take off work, or is everybody gonna be like healthy and able to do it on these days, or not have conflicts in their own schedule? And I was like, you know what, let's just do it. It costs us like $1,000. It ended up being way more than I expected, but 100% worth it.
Totally worth
it.
Yeah.
So ordered pizza for them. And then I can't remember what day this was, but one day I was like, hey, Scott, let me pick up some Mod Pizza on the way home. Have you ever had Mod Pizza?
I haven't.
It's fucking amazing for one thing. It's kind of like a Chipotle. You go in there and you tell them how many, like what you want on it. Like every pizza is pretty much the same price. You get unlimited toppings, and they, like, it's the kind of thing where they have like their pre-made recipes.
Okay.
Like, you know, you can get like they have one called like Lucy Sunshine or something like that. And it has mushrooms and pepperoni and whatever, you know?
Probably so have like the standard margarita, the standard meat lover, standard veggie lover. Yeah. Yep.
buffalo chicken, like weird shit like that. Or you can get all the same toppings, like customize, make your own. So I tell him, like, okay, I'm going to go pick up some Mod Pizza, and I've got the app, so don't follow my example, but I'm doing it as I'm driving over to the Mod Pizza. Usually at the stoplights, but, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, of course.
And I was actually getting the pre-made ones. Like, I wasn't picking and choosing, so I wasn't, like, taking my eyes off the road for, like, a whole long time or anything. So I'm ordering and everything, and then I go to pay, and, like, so that... You know, the whole idea is that I can buy it ahead of time, get there, pick it up, ready to go.
Right.
But.
Or at least minimize your wait time.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But at the point that I was placing the order, I was far enough away that it would have been done. Because, like, for pizza, like, for fast casual, like, it's really fast. Like, you can order a pizza and have it done in, like, 5 minutes or something.
Awesome.
If there's no wait.
Yeah.
Which is... where I'm getting to. So anyways, so I'm trying to place the order, and turns out I had already changed my credit card information.
Oh.
I've changed my address, so it denies my credit card, and I'm driving. I'm like, well, fuck, now I can't do this
you
while
I'm driving.
You
can't finish the order. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, I'm almost there. I might as well just go in at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I get into the parking lot, and I'm behind this Jeep, this white Jeep. I don't know why I felt like that was necessary to point out, but I get... just
oh, I know exactly why. I know who's driving that white Jeep.
Fucking Karen is driving it. They're going about 5 miles per hour through the parking lot. And I'm like, would you just fucking go? Just sit, just park, just go. They park exactly where I want to go. They're parked over the line. And of course, for some reason, I park right next to them. And I'm like, I should have taken any of the other parking spots that were open, because now I'm like, right away, my spidey senses are tingling. I can tell that these Karens are.
Your Karen senses are tingling.
Yes. I mean, off the fucking charts. And I'm like, I should just still go ahead and place the order on the phone. I'll re-enter my credit card information on the phone, place the order, because they got out of the car before I did. So I place the order real quick, and I go in, and I stand there, and I'm waiting. And my Karen senses were fucking spot on, because these two cunts, these two cunts stand there with full sheets of paper reading off the list of pizzas that they're ordering. Turns out they're getting 12 pizzas. 12 pizzas, all with custom. Oh, I want this one. I want mushrooms and pepperoni and grilled chicken and this.
Oh my God.
And this. And then on the next one, I want this and this and this. And I just sat there watching this whole fucking thing unfold. And I'm like, God, I hope I got my order in before their shit.
Yeah.
But I could tell at some point that the people working there were kind of like getting a little bit frazzled, because I don't think that they came in and said, okay, here's the deal. We're going to get like 12 pizzas.
Right.
And they all have different ingredients. Do you want the list? Do you, you know, name it off or whatever?
Right.
They just kind of kept like fucking Columbo. Oh, one more. One more thing.
One more thing.
One more thing.
One more thing.
So Karen number one, thing one, she goes to the register and they're like, so you got six? And she goes, no, mine and whatever she's getting. So she's trying to pay for pizzas that haven't even been finished ordering yet.
Oh, my God.
It's taking them so long to order. There was literally nobody behind them. Like, I was technically the only one behind them when they got there.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they left, there was like 10 people waiting and the line was out the door. Their pizzas were coming out before they even finished ordering. This is how long it was taking them. It came out to $113.
That is the most ridiculous shit. If you're getting pizza for that many people, order fucking whole ass pizzas.
Right.
How are you going to get a personal pizza for everybody?
This is like, yeah, just go to call Domino's.
Yeah.
Get the $5.99 special.
Like, and you could do a half and half in that shit.
Yes. But these are all like 10-inch personal pizzas. And they had to fucking custom order each one. And I think the thing that really pissed me off about it was that they didn't have the courtesy for the employees, for other customers,
right,
to order ahead of time.
To charge you it online. And because what's obvious is they had everything written out.
Yeah.
They looked online. They looked at a menu.
Yes.
They looked at something. They could have gotten a phone number,
mm-hmm,
and just called and said, this is what we're about to do.
Yes.
How would you like us to do it? You want to take it over the phone and welcome in half an hour? That's what, I mean, me as a
yes.
paying customer, that's what I would want to do.
Right. And
that's insane.
I mean, the only thing I could understand, like, if you're ordering over the phone, that's a lot of things to read off and something's going to get missed or
sure.
whatever. But, like, I don't think you have to have the app to order online. I think you can
probably
order
not
through the website.
Yeah.
And I was just fucking flabbergasted. And I was like, you know, I feel like at this point, the etiquette of modern society should dictate that if there's a way to order in advance for that big of an order, because that's practically catering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know? Like, order ahead of time. Why would you even want to stand there and wait for it anyway? Like,
right.
You can go and it'll be all be ready. They can, like, probably line them up, get everything done at once, and have everything hot rather than, like, one person's pizza being stone-ass fucking cold.
Right.
I kind of got the sense that, like, they may have been tourists staying in, where this place was, it's close enough to Sandbridge, which is, like, or
uh-huh.
even the ocean front.
Sure, yeah.
So they could be tourists who were just, but they just had that entitled look on their faces, like,
Do you know what my family has done before? We make our own pizzas at home when we're on
and
vacation
that's
together.
Italian.
Well, it's true.
These people were just
hey,
like,
we gotta make our own pizza.
Hey,
hey, it's gotta be like the old country. Hey. But like, for real, like, that's a fun thing to do. Like, if you got a bunch of kids and stuff, you wouldn't have your own personal pizzas. Hey guys, we're gonna make pizzas tonight. Everybody gets their own toppings. Yay.
Yeah.
And it's like fun. Like, why do you send the two Karens to go put in all the orders and pick all the shit up and everybody gets their own pizza? That's not fun.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks that. Cause like, I had to ask other opinions. Like, we asked in the Patreon Discord mm-hmm. channel. I asked on a Facebook group, like, what do you think? And there was a few people who were kind of like, you know, I can't imagine calling ahead would be very fun to do for all that shit.
That makes, I mean, I guess calling ahead wouldn't be fun either, but it's like, it's no worse than ordering it all at once. I mean, it's certainly got to be better than ordering all at once.
Right.
You know,
the only points I will give them is the fact that they didn't bring in all 12 people to order and stand in line, because I would have just turned around and walked out.
But I almost feel like you might as well do that. You know, True. Like, you might as well, if you're going to do something like that, everybody go and then sit down and eat, you know.
But I mean, just the way that the line is, like, I can't imagine 12
okay.
people.
That's
like
a, yeah, I haven't seen the line before, so I haven't been into a Mod Pizza before. We don't have one here, but.
Well, we're going to have to go on Fat Ventures next time you come down.
Okay.
It's, I mean, for fast casual type shit, it's really good. And it's like, I mean, it's not inexpensive by
uh-huh.
like any of those places, but it's, you know, I guess if you're ordering 12 pizzas, it gets expensive. Plus the 12% Virginia Beach meal tax.
That's right. Forget about that.
So
ours is only 10.
And it's, so what we do a lot there is, like, we'll get a pizza and a salad and then split it so that we're not
uh-huh.
like, oh, I'm eating a fucking pizza.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? Oh, but I got to tell you, the part that, like, I got real petty towards the end, because I'm sitting there, like, live texting Scott, like, look at this fucking stack of pizzas. Look at this ticket. And I'm just, like, talking shit about them. And, you know, my stuff had come out at some point, and I was too busy talking shit to pay attention to the tickets, like, the stuff that was coming out on the table.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they walk out, and I realize that my thing's there. I go and grab it. I go out to my car, and like I said, they parked right next to me. They parked over the line. I'm right next to them. Even though they were already starting to back out, I walked right the fuck up to my car door and opened it, so they had to stop and wait for me. I get in the car, took my sweet ass fucking time getting in the car too. Get mm-hmm. in the car and start and let them back out. And then so I backed out and I went up they went out like the last aisle of the parking lot. I went up the middle one and I went like, of course they're going 5 miles per hour again. I fucking just, you know, blasted past them and cut them off at the end and made them miss the light.
Revenge, motherfucker.
I was just like, fuck you. Fuck all of you. If you're going to inconvenience those other 10 people in there, I'm going to see if I can get my revenge on you right now. And I did. And I felt better about it because I made a Karen mad that day. So, PSA, please have the courtesy for the people that work in these places if you have a large order like that. Normally, they only have, like, 2 people working. They have, like, somebody at the, in the, like, the place food. Where they put the toppings on, and then they have, like, one person who puts the pizzas in, and then, like, the person who...
And then they take turns ringing you up.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay.
So, but they actually had, like, 3 or 4 people that day, fortunately, because, you know, if they had called ahead, they could have, like, had one person sitting there, like, making yeah. all those pizzas while everybody else gets helped.
Yeah.
Rather than stopping the entire fucking line.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for everybody behind them because there was, like, it was probably a good 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I ordered at 6 o'clock, and I got out of there at 6:25.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. So the moral of the story is don't be a cunt. Be
exactly.
courteous.
Exactly. Because, I mean, every place is short-staffed right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the point that, like, I've seen places put signs up saying, we're all short-staffed. Please be nice.
Yeah.
Like, it literally said, please be kind to those who showed up.
Mm, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like this is a very, where I live now is a very Karen-heavy area.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad for some of the people that work around here. And it's kind of made me second guess about getting a part-time job at a food service type place.
Because
I don't want to deal with the Karens.
How are you going to have time for that with your regular job and your podcasts and your writing and your furniture
shit.
Career? Okay, good. Yeah, don't get another job. You're good. Come on, you need free time sometimes.
I'm gonna do the furniture thing. I'm actually having a lot of fun with the furniture thing.
Good.
I'm not gonna talk about that anymore.
Okay, but keep doing it. I'm glad it's your thing now.
Yeah.
I just got asked to be a board member for a local community theater. I can't. Well, because I'm not going to be able to make any meetings through September or October. I can't help at all in September or October.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that. And they're like, well, let us know if you're interested once that's over.
No. Look, you know what? I'm really proud of you for saying no, honestly, because I know that both of us have trouble with that kind of thing.
Yeah. Especially when we get asked to be a part of something that we're like, oh, this is a cool thing that I like doing.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's hard to say no to that kind of shit.
Yeah. So I have something else to talk about, but I don't know if we have enough time. It might be kind of a long story.
For one thing, we can make time, but I have a quick little update to say before that. I had 2 friend reunions this week that made me really, really excited. One, Amanda came up over the weekend, like just out of the blue.
Oh, cool.
Like, she's like, hey, I'm going to be in town to drop off like – her son was going to spend the week with his dad. I'm going to be in town. I got to see the new house. I'm like, yes, please. So
nice.
I officially had my first guest. Well, I guess Haley was the first one. My first outside family.
Haley doesn't count. Yeah. Haley's
yeah,
family.
She's family.
Amanda's company.
Yes.
You had company come over.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I was like, please don't mind the mess. You know, I understand. Like, I know you understand, but I have to say that. She was only here for like an hour. She dropped off like a little housewarming gift. So it was really cool, like to get to see her just even for a minute, because like we spent the weekend with her back in April. But before that it was like, October of 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
So
getting to see her twice in a couple months is a big treat.
Exactly.
Even though it was just an hour this time. It's like,
exactly,
things are getting closer to normal, you know?
Yes, yes. But the other one was really, really exciting because it was a friend from high school that I have not seen since I was pregnant with Haley.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember like meeting up with her and her husband at the time. And she was saying like, oh, you know, I can't believe one of us is like having a kid already and blah, 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 that whole thing.
Yeah.
And we kind of fell out of touch like most people did. And then we kind of reconnected through Facebook. I don't even know how that happened, but it did. And I thought she had moved like out west someplace, but it turns out she's been living in Maryland this entire time.
Oh,
and she's really close with like Florida Justin also.
Okay,
so you know we sent him the picture, and he's like, "Oh my God, I'm so happy that you got to hang out."
Oh,
so she was just in town. Her husband is military, and so he's down here doing military shit. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to bring the kids and we're going to have like a little family vacation this weekend. And
oh, nice.
She was like, I want to hang out with you. It was like the day after we moved. It was like, or like Tuesday or something. And we moved on Saturday. So like it was like, it may as well have been like the day after we moved.
Yes.
It was like, we still have this. The old place that we had to clean up, like it was our final day there. It was like all these things that we had to do, and it was like, but I haven't seen you in 24 years. I have to make time for you.
Yeah.
And ironically, like we went to a restaurant that Amanda was like kind of loosely associated with. Like that's where we met up, was at this restaurant.
Oh, that's funny.
And I didn't even know Amanda was coming up at the time. So yeah, I got to see Becky and hang out with her and meet her little baby. Her baby is so adorable.
Aww.
Her baby is so adorable. I have to send you a picture. It was really great to see, you know, to kind of catch up and see somebody that I haven't seen in forever and ever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And just nice. All this stuff happening at once. That's the crazy thing is like, I mean, there's so much stuff with the kids going on this week and everything. Like, we're just both running around like crazy. Constantly. So this is a nice break to sit here and talk to you. Catch up.
I'm glad we're back to recording.
Me too.
I missed it. And I forget how much stuff I have to talk about. Like as the day goes by, I never think, oh, I have to talk about this on the show. But then once we sit down in front of the microphone, yes. I'm like, oh, I have to talk about this thing.
That we can't shut the fuck up.
Right.
Which is why
We just had to pace ourselves because we have a show to do next week, too.
Yeah. Gotta slow down.
Guess what, guys? We'll be back next week.
Yay. Back to normal.
We shouldn't have to take a break again until, I don't know, maybe September when.
September, October.
Yeah. You got stuff going on then. I got stuff going on then.
And maybe we'll figure out, like, maybe we can do it during the weekday or something. Like
yeah.
That.
We can probably figure something out so that we can avoid breaks.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We don't like to take breaks, but sometimes you have to. That's the theme of today. Sometimes you just have to take a break.
Yes. Because sometimes it's like you actually are more productive when you come back from the break.
That's true.
So with that being said, do you want to save that other topic for next time?
Oh, yeah. We could totally save that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get ourselves a chance to regroup and save some stuff for next time around. I didn't mean to dominate the entire show with
No, I loved everything you had to talk about. It was all perfect. It's all great.
You're perfect.
Oh, don't tell me I'm perfect. Too much to live up to. Jeez.
I like you just the way you are, Lauren.
I like you too, Jenny. Don't you ever go changing on me.
What about my underwear? I should probably
please change your underwear daily. Okay.
Change the everything.
Yeah.
I did finally change that out.
How'd it go? So you had a full month on the NuvaRing. How'd that feel?
Yeah, once I had it in, I didn't think about it.
Good. Cool. Nice.
There was a moment where I thought that when I was taking a shit really hard that I thought I might be like giving birth to it.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
All right. On that note, let's wrap this baby up. Hey. We're Mouthy Broadcast. We're mouthybroadcast.com. or on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Patreon at Malty Broadcast. And you can call us at 757-541-CUNT and tell us your Karen stories.
Yeah, we love Karen stories. Karen stories we can get, the more we have to talk about.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, off topic. The furniture lady that I like watching, she does all the painting and refinishing. Uh-huh. Her last video, she goes, "See you next Tuesday." And I just wanted to send her a link to the podcast.
That's our favorite thing to say. Oh, man.